share of hours. Today, Wednesday, the 17th of September, 2025, with a wind view of 33 degrees Celsius. It's currently 30 degrees Celsius in the south of the South Sudan, the heavens. President Hichilema hands over 119 ambulances to local authorities under CDF. Cyber security tops list of concerns in Zambia's 2025 banking sector PwC survey. And Prince William and Kate to greet Trump at Windsor Castle for statement.
The hottest news with Hugh Jempaukulu.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now the news in detail. President Adam Dehinda has officially handed over 119 ambulances to local authorities procured under the Constituency Development Fund. Speaking during the handover ceremony in Lusaka, President Hichilema has directed the Ministry of Health to ensure that the ambulances are well managed and taken care of to positively impact the community. President Hichilema, who was represented by the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Justice Alivalo, said the enhanced CDF has so far procured vehicles for police officers and detaining officers, among others.
This marks a significant milestone for the local authority and the health sector. The ceremony is not just about the handing over of skills, it's about the unwavering commitment to the health and safety of our people. Through the financing of the Constituent Development Fund, we are handing over about 119 ambulances to our constituents. The thing is, yes, we will ensure that our government has made commitment to implement a 2023 national decentralization policy and devolve functions to the local authority level.
And Minister of Health, Dr. Elijah Makina, says the President Hichilema has become the first president in the history of Zambia to deliver ambulances of such a magnitude at a cheaper price, promising to take care of citizens.
As a recipient of humility, your excellency, the President of the Republic of Zambia, you have resolved one of the most difficult situations faced by Zambia. You are the first president in the history of Zambia to perform in this manner. Members of Parliament, they are really excited with your initiative. It is the same CDF which other presidents have been managing, but you have put soul and see the priority of the people. It's not only victory, but constituency.
Meanwhile, the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development Permanent Secretary, Nicholas Pirani, says the handover of the 119 ambulances is a historical event, stating that the ambulances have been procured at 89,500 plus people. PwC Zambia 2025 Banking Survey report has revealed that cyber security has become the foremost concern for the country's banking sector as of June 2025. Presenting the report, PwC Zambia Country Senior Partner Andrew Chiria has noted that the increasing digitization of banking services, including integration with mobile network operators, payment gateways and utility providers, has significantly expanded the attack surface for cyber threats. Mr. Chiria has also observed that while the state of the economy remains a key issue, it has dropped from the top spot on the list of concerns due to visible improvements in macroeconomic stability.
The undisputed number one issue this year, cybersecurity, which ever way affected the banking. Overall, largest state banks, other banks, there is alignment like there's never been before in terms of what is the number one issue across the entire industry. So I guess this is a moment to reflect as leaders, board of directors, what sort of conversations are we having around this risk? Are we anticipating? Are we responding to it?
And Bankers Association of Zambia Chairperson Loan Ishido Kakunda has noted that the 2025 findings reflect a notable shift in priorities compared to 2024, largely driven by improvements in the macroeconomic environment. Meanwhile, Bank of Zambia Governor Dr. Daniel Kalialia has acknowledged the growing cybersecurity threat, assuring stakeholders that the issue is being actively addressed.
We look at some current matters will also deal with our regional office operations, which are the, I think we have four areas. So, and then cyber security issues, which are topical, will also be under overseen. From that, we are moving away from ICT, what we believe is not purely an ICT matter, as you have said from the presentation here.
Now, the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has arrested four individuals for being found in possession of cannabis following intensified operations against illicit drug-related activities in Kapiwe and Livingston District. DEC Deputy Public Relations Officer Teresa Mawere has confirmed that in the Kitema area of Kapiwe, officers uprooted and destroyed 44 tons of abandoned fresh cannabis plants. She said the operation led to the arrest of two male suspects for trafficking in cannabis and possession of prohibited items. Ms. Mawere has identified the first suspect as Webster Mwowo, who was found in possession of a 20-liter bucket of compressed cannabis weighing 21.3 kilograms, one mesoloader firearm, and one shotgun shell, among others. She said the second suspect, Jen Sembo, was found in possession of a 20-liter bucket of compressed cannabis weighing 19.8 kilograms, along with four shotgun shells. Ms. Mawere said in a separate operation in Wellington, the commission has arrested two individuals in connection with the trafficking of suspected high-grade cannabis.
In Kapiwe's famous area, officers uprooted and destroyed 4 tons of abandoned fresh cannabis plants. The operation further resulted in the arrest of two individuals linked to the trafficking in cannabis and possession of prohibited items. These have included compressed cannabis weighing over 14 kilograms in total, a major loader firearm, five shotgun shells, and a slaughter-block animal identified as a common weapon. In a separate operation in Livingston, the commission intercepted the South African registered truck belonging to an international trucking company.
In more news this afternoon, the Zambia Union of Tanker Drivers has asked the government to revert to having a stake in the procurement of fuel in the country. Union General Secretary John Chambo has stated that the government's decision to hand over procurement responsibilities entirely to the private sector has resulted in job losses and fostered unfair competition. Mr. Chambo has noted that this shift has significantly reduced the participation of local companies and oil marketing companies as private sector players have become increasingly dominant in the industry. He has added that in the past, the government's involvement in procurement ensured that local players were considered, allowing them to participate meaningfully and generate revenue.
So this government has no hand in the procurement of fuel. Then it implies those private sector who now come up with maybe policies and even dictate who they want to contract and who they don't want to contract. So what we are saying is that the government can be revise their decision and make sure that they begin to procure at least maybe half of the percentage of our consumption.
The Hutchison Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
Economist Dr. Livinda Habazoga says the International Monetary Fund's decision to grant Zambia a 3-month extension on its loan program despite the country's request for a 12-month extension may reflect the fund's confidence in Zambia's economic progress. Dr. Habazoga says the IMF likely believes Zambia will fulfill the remaining requirements, particularly ongoing debt restructuring negotiations with smaller lenders within the shorter time frame. The IMF Executive Board recently approved a 3-month extension of Zambia's extended credit facility, with a longer extension expected to be considered during the sixth review. So far, Zambia has received approximately $1.55 billion under the $1.7 billion ECF agreement.
I think it's been a good extension, 3 months, government just for a year. Probably might mean that the IMF era is confident that the German government will complete all the necessary requirements and conditions within 3 months, or they want to buy more time to give them more time to protect the